This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching, but he is standing by America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Biden spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Despite it all, Biden said he stands squarely behind his decision to end the United States' longest war. He faulted leaders of the Afghan government and military for its swift collapse, saying he had warned President Ashraf Ghani to prepare to fight a civil war with the Taliban after American troops left. A Taliban official has announced a general amnesty for all in Afghanistan and urged women to join its government. A member of the Taliban's Cultural Commission made the comments Tuesday on Afghan state television, which the militants now control. He said the Islamic Emirate don't want women to be victims, adding that the structure of the government remains unclear. But he added that based on experience, there should be a fully Islamic leadership and all sides should join. The swift Taliban takeover of Afghanistan has news organizations simultaneously trying to cover the story, protect their journalists and families, and help people who have done work for them over the past two decades. Video of chaotic scenes from the Kabul airport were frequently repeated during news reports of the fast-developing story Monday, which President Joe Biden addressed in a speech to the nation. CNN reporter Clarissa Ward, in an interview from Afghanistan, said even Taliban fighters she had spoken to were surprised at the speed with which the country fell.